Hey everybody, my name is Kevin Burney. I'm a senior manager of user experience design at Dassault Systèmes SolidWorks Corporation, and I'm here to talk to you guys about our implementation of ink analysis in SolidWorks. So a little quick intro to what you're going to hear about today, what I'm going to tell you about. Just first off is what is SolidWorks? It's mechanical engineering software, but we'll talk about that. And SolidWorks has been around for a long time, so how we've done sketching in SolidWorks up till now, and what direct ink and ink analysis are enabling us to do in the next generation. And then, yeah, what that means for users, what they can do now that they couldn't before, and then talk you through a little bit about how we implemented it at a high level. There's some API calls and things that you can use in there as well. So, SolidWorks. SolidWorks is engineering software. It's typically used by mechanical engineers, but not solely by mechanical engineers. Our claim to fame was we were one of the first CAD systems to come to Windows back in 1995. So we're built, we are a Win32 application. And SolidWorks users use it to design all sorts of stuff that you see in the physical world, products you interact with now. And all kinds of crazy stuff, too. So this is actually the core of a bowling ball shaped like a skull, designed and developed in SolidWorks. Other things like commercial products, so electromechanical system like a espresso machine. Things like large-scale industrial valves are done in SolidWorks, and also the plants that they go into. And then even larger construction equipment. This is a Vermeer backhoe with tracks and a very effective and very kind of frightening looking trench digging tool as well. So a broad variety of things, a broad variety of sizes. So, and sketching is kind of a fundamental piece of SolidWorks. You start with a two-dimensional drawing or a two-dimensional sketch of something, and then you extrude that out into the third dimension. And we're very optimized since 1995 in Windows for mouse and keyboard interaction. Like that's kind of been our bread and butter. And you can see this is kind of a showing of some of the tools that are available now. It's very much pick a shape, plop, you know, stop points on the screen, and you get lines based on those shapes. So a lot of mouse clicking, a lot of kind of indirect work with primitives. So I'm going to take you through a scenario today. I'm going to take you through it two ways, but this is kind of a something you might see, or a typical kind of engineering scenario. So this is an old rusty machine. Picture it out on the shop floor. This is running some kind of piston. I'm not sure exactly what it's doing, but I've highlighted the pieces that are important. There's some pulleys. There's a connecting rod. There's a triangular linkage there. So maybe you go out on the shop floor, you take a picture of that as the engineer with the person working on that device, and you start talking through how this thing is going to get redesigned, this linkage. So I'm going to do a quick demo to show you what I mean there. I'm going to do my best to stand out of the way of this. So, and switch over to SolidWorks. So here, make sure I'm not in the way. So like I said, we're going to be, you know, picking tools. Like I want to pick a line tool. I'm going to drop some points and start creating shapes. If I want to create circles for those pivots, kind of pick points, draw them in. So it's very much, you know, pick and click. You know, if I want to draw things like trapezoids or various polygons, I can do that. You get the rough idea. And then let's just kind of smooth out these corners a little bit. Oops. Delete that. So it's kind of a rough look at what it is that we do now to create this thing. And then if I want to extrude this and build it out into 3D, we say, okay, that's great. Come here. I grab that tool and whoops. Did not mean to do that. And I can, you know, change the depth of it, turn it into a 3D object. And so that's a rough approximation of what we were doing. And so then switching over to what we can do with the inking tools. So if I choose my plane, here instead, what I'm going to do is just start drawing. And between ink and ink analysis, hopefully, there we go. So I just start drawing my shapes, and it's actually creating them for me. So I don't have to think about what I'm going to do beforehand. I just start kind of creating the thing that I want. And in fact, so the other thing too is, you know, the great thing about the ink analysis is that it happens asynchronously. So we don't actually, we can get the ink and we don't actually have to do the analysis on it. I can just kind of bring that shape in and I can decide to convert that later if I want to. I get things like trapezoids quite nicely. Let's turn on the auto back. You know, if I want to create that triangle again. Let's actually undo that because I got a little too close. But if I want to create the triangle. So I get those things pretty easily at this point. Hopefully I'm not standing in front of the screen. And we'll just kind of round off those corners again for us. Push over here. And all right. So same thing. We can take this out and do an extrusion. And we've turned it into our 3D object. Obviously, mine is, you do a lot more work to this to finish it off. But, so let's talk about what happened there. So there's kind of two pieces of that. One thing, obviously, too, I forgot the disclaimer I have to give you. Obviously, none of this is released yet, so it's all kind of a technology preview at this point. No guarantees, no promises if you're a SolidWorks user hoping to get this next week. But let's talk a little bit about what we're doing there. So sketching with a pen. So and what's nice, you know, we're a Win32 application. We're able to use, you know, direct ink and ink analysis right over top of that. And they've made it pretty easy for us to do. But we can do kind of rough sketches and napkin sketches without that shape recognition turned on, without the analysis turned on. And then we also have those tools, AutoShape, that allows us to... we get all the shapes that are available through ink analysis. We've also been able to do some custom implementation for things like straight lines and arcs, line segments and arcs, which happen in CAD sketching quite a bit. So we needed to be able to kind of support that as well. And then composite shapes and profiles. You want a closed profile so you can extrude it into a solid shape. And then we can turn those things directly into the sketch entity. So it kind of changes the way you interact with the tool. So talking about how we implemented it. So first off, you know, we were talking about two different graphics technologies here with the Direct Ink, and then all of our graphics stuff is done in OpenGL. So the Direct Ink allows us to kind of draw those nice strokes with low latency right on top of our model. And you think this might cause a problem, but it doesn't. The way that it's implemented, we're just kind of making those calls. We're getting what we need back and dropping it right into our area. So it's made it very simple for us. A couple other things. One, you can do a lot of stuff with recognition with text. For our purposes right now, we're actually turning that off. And we're just saying you can kind of specify whether or not what kind of strokes they're going to be. So what we do is say, hey, expect a drawing instead of handwriting. And that kind of slows things down, you know, narrows down the what the analysis has to do, what type it can be. Makes things a little faster, a little more accurate. So, and there's kind of four chunks that make this possible, and these are the things that we're using. So, Ink Desktop Host is the kind of the overarching piece that makes it available for us in Win32. So, you're running that, running Ink Presenter and Composition Target, and that's running on each window. And then the Ink and Analyzer piece, which is where we're sending the strokes in to see if they're shapes. And so quickly, that fits in our whole context here. But the important part of the slide is the stuff on the far left is our model, all of our, you know, strokes, shapes, entities, all the stuff that we'd normally be doing in SolidWorks. We've got a kind of a custom thing here running Solid Direct Ink, which is handling our interaction with what's on the right, which is all the digital ink analysis stuff. But it integrates pretty easily. So what I wanted to do is kind of take you through, and I'll zoom a little bit here so we can, oops. So we can see what's going on. Just take you through kind of a day in the life of trying to ink something and what we're doing at SolidWorks. So we start our sketch mode, get everything registered, inking out, you know, so we create these, kind of these are different buckets of things going on here. But so we get things started, and then, let's switch here. Yep, so like I said, the Ink desktop host, we get that fired up, and that allows us to do it right, you know, work with it in our Win32 application. And then layering it over top, the Direct 2D graphics over top of our 3D, that is all happening through that composition device. And so there's one of those with each of the windows that we work with. So what happens next? So you put the pen down, and we start to get events back. So we have this core pointer pressing event, and we then decide to set the inking mode. So what does that mean? So basically what it means is the ink system starts off. We're actually not looking at ink. And so there's some things on the screen here that are like in the graphics area, in the area you draw. It's like a heads-up display in our what we call the confirmation corner. And so what we do here is we actually wait and see if you put the pen down. Our first thing our users did in usability testing was start trying to press buttons with the pen. And we before we were doing this, we were getting little tiny lines on top of those pieces. The ink team actually helped us figure this out. But we wait to see if that's a button press. If it's not, then we turn the ink system on and start with the wet ink, drawing the wet ink on the screen. So basically checking to make sure you're not interacting with UI first. So once we do that, we kind of get the stroke started. We run the command, we create the features, we create everything we need to store this stuff in our sketch. And then as the pen's moving, you can kind of see here, we start to get stroke continued events. And then we're getting intermediate points and timestamps back from the inking system. And why is this important? So this is when I was talking to you before about the stroke segmenting thing that we built so we could draw custom profiles. We actually use those points and those timestamps or the pen positions and the timestamps to figure out where the vertexes are in this piece. So we actually break that stroke up based on how fast your pen's moving and if it's changing direction, so we can draw those. And again, that's something we implemented custom to the side of this. We can still use all the ink APIs and all the ink analysis stuff alongside with it. So it integrates nicely. When you pick the pen up, we get stroke collected events. And over here, the add stroke of, are we going to add this into the 3D space, into the 2D space that we're using for our ink. So getting those strokes back, we're the arguments here we're calling get strokes and using inking and ink analysis. And then once we have that stroke, we decide this happens asynchronously. So we do start analysis. Do we want to actually figure out if this is a square, or do we want to just drop that onto our screen? And analysis runs kind of on its own. So we pass the strokes in to the ink analyzer. You're adding data for strokes. And they even called it analyze async. So ink analyzer analyze async, that's calling it to do that shape analysis piece. So that's the code you'd need. And then finally, we get a message back, and analysis is complete. We've analyzed the strokes, and we decide what to do with it when we're adding it in. And that's, we have a couple modes here, add shape or convert to entities. And we'll talk about that in a second. So we do getting the analysis root from the ink analyzer. That's ink analyzer get analysis root. Get the drawing nodes. So, and that's us saying here at the bottom where, you know, which kind is this? It's a drawing. And then we start to get the shape types back. Is this a trapezoid? Is it a square? Is it a circle? Is it a triangle? What type of shape is it? And then we also use the center points. So we get vertices and axis points. And we're able to do some stuff with that too. So when we're drawing circles, for instance, the axis points, we want to know, you know, what the center points are of those circles so we can make them concentric or not. So we're able to do some stuff with that as well. Whoops. So, and then I talked about those last two modes, the auto shape or the auto sketch entity. So that's basically us deciding what we want to do with that wet ink the moment we draw it. So when we draw a circle on the screen, if we have auto shape on, we're just going to say, you know what? Analyze it. Turn the analysis on. Give me a better circle. Clean up my circle. Or auto sketch entities means actually give me the sketch entity that you would get inside SolidWorks, not just a drawing on the screen. So, and then at the end, once we exit the sketch mode, we turn the ink system off, close everything down, and we kind of continue to work in SolidWorks just like users normally would. So one last piece that I wanted to kind of show. So we have... Do we switch over? Yeah, perfect. Whoops. And so here, basically, I was talking about we had composition targets for... So you have one of these for each window. And basically what this is doing is... Let's get a sketch started here on each of these. So if I have two windows open, or I can have two windows open at a time in SolidWorks, I want to make sure that things are going in the right place. So when you have those separate composition targets set up, you can be drawing over here, and you're getting... Oops, I'm getting some rather interesting large shapes. But so that basically says, where is my ink going? Is it going? Which screen is it going on? And which window is it going in? So it gets actually sent to the right place and picked up by us by going to the right place. All right. Do we get back to PowerPoint? Oops. There we go. All right. So, I mean, overall, I think our experience has been really good. It's been great working with the ink team. And the ink analysis team, they've been very helpful on answering questions for us. Like I said, that thing with the core events and figuring out when we're touching our UI versus actually wanting to ink, very helpful. So their email address is here, and they've asked, you know, if you guys are trying this and you want to try it out, figure out what the next step is or try to get around a problem, they're great folks to talk to. Also, I'm not the developer on this. I wanted to say a special thank you to Tom McCown, who's our SolidWorks developer. He lives in the UK. He's the one that made all this magic happen, not me. But I want to say thanks to Tom in case he's watching on Channel 9 later. And if you guys have questions about this presentation, I will be around afterwards, or you can email me. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody.